You are listening to Street Roots Radio on X-Ray FM. I'm Hannah Francis. This project is a collaboration between X-Ray FM, KABU Radio, and local publication Street Roots. Street Roots is a nonprofit organization in Portland, Oregon that creates income opportunities for people experiencing homelessness and poverty by producing a newspaper and other media that are catalysts for individual and social change. Today, we have an interview with Street Roots correspondent Emma Ambrosiak. Thanks for being here, Emma. Could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. My name's Emma Ambrosiak, and I'm a freelance journalist. I've done some work for Street Roots on eviction prevention, how ICE detention and deportations are impacting homelessness for immigrants. And then I more recently have worked on Street Roots' second elections issue.
So could you first tell me a little bit about what the process of gathering this information was like? Because obviously there's like a lot of guidelines around making sure that all the candidates get the same amount of like communication and stuff. So if you could just explain a little bit of how like the guidelines that we have, that'd be great.
Yeah, well, it helped that the editorial leadership kind of just provided me with an email template, and they said, please reach out to all of the candidates. I believe there were 34 candidates that I reached out to on April 1st, and then sent a follow-up email on April 7th for an April 14th deadline. So each candidate got three questions, a brief questionnaire, kind of depending on which office they were running for. Yeah, we asked them to provide a headshot and brief responses and tried to follow up as much as possible, but it can be challenging to balance being persistent with also being respectful and understanding that candidates are very busy and have a lot going on.
There's a lot of information in this edition. I do highly recommend that folks just go read it if they're curious about information regarding their candidates. But in this interview, we're going to talk a little bit just about who responded, basically. And like you mentioned, a lot of people didn't. Either they didn't have time or like didn't. So I know that some people don't respond because they don't like want to be publicized in certain publications. And I do think that that says something in itself. So Oregon State Senate District 17, can you tell me a little bit about this sort of role, the jurisdiction, and yeah, like what folks do when they serve in this position?
We're looking at the state Senate, and for this District 17, state senators represent specific districts in their state's legislature. So they oversee state laws, budgets, and agencies. For example, they play a big role in the annual legislative session. So recently, state senators overwhelmingly voted to not refund eviction prevention funding, and that was one decision of many, many decisions in the state legislature. But across the US, they can range in size from 20 senators to 67 senators. The Oregon State Senate consists of 30 elected members, and they serve four-year terms and work out of the state capitol building down in Salem. And so about half of those 30 seats are up for election in 2026. And as of right now, Democrats hold an 18-12 majority in the Oregon State Senate. District 17, which we're looking at right here, makes up kind of West Portland, Cathedral Park, Forest Park, North Beaverton, a little bit of Hillsborough, and a bit of Washington County. And yes, District 17 is currently held by Senator Lisa Reynolds, who's a Democrat running for re-election, though she's up against Autumn Sharp, who's also a Democrat, and this is Autumn Sharp's first time running.
Amazing. Thank you so much. What about the Oregon State House of Representatives? How do folks serve Oregonians in this position?
Yeah, with the Oregon State House, our state representatives serve two-year terms, so not four-year terms. They serve two-year terms as members of their state legislature, which is often called the General Assembly or the House of Representatives. It can be kind of used interchangeably. Like state senators, state representatives represent a specific district in their state. It's based on population, so it looks different for different states, but here in Oregon, in the state house, Democrats hold a 37 to 23 majority. And over 100 candidates have filed for the 60 seats that are up for re-election. So, yeah, of those 60 seats that are up for re-election, about 20 are in the Portland metro area. And yeah, the way that state level representatives differ from state senators is they typically introduce and pass a higher volume of bills more quickly than the US Congress and US level legislators. But state level representatives address more local and regional issues like education policy, healthcare, transportation, public safety, state taxes, and local laws. And yeah, because they serve smaller districts than state senators, they are a little bit more focused on regional policies and the specific districts or counties or areas that they serve.
Great, thank you so much. So you cover quite a few different districts. Let's start with District 27. Where is this district and who's running?
Yeah, so District 27 includes a little bit of Beaverton, Cedar Hills, and some neighboring communities. Currently, it's represented by Democrat Ken Helm, and both Tammy, it looks like Tammy Carpenter and Ashley Hartmeyer Prigg were both Democrats, are running for the District 27. Both of them have held office at the state level before. And have like been very extensively involved in their communities. And they have somewhat similar campaigns in that they both prioritize affordable housing, environmental protection, investing in public education. But Ashley Hartmeyer Prigg's campaign is a bit more focused on gun violence prevention and economic development. But yeah, we have two Democrats up against each other to fill a seat that is currently held by a third Democrat.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think an interesting note is by the April 14th deadline, I'd reached out to 34 candidates, and by then 17 had provided responses, two had declined to respond. Five said they were working on responses, but didn't end up getting back to us. And then 10 just never responded. So, kind of interesting.
Context. Yeah, totally. Okay, well, with that, District 38, what is that district and who responded?
So, District 38 is kind of the South Waterfront, Lake Oswego, a bit of Southwest Portland. It's currently held by Representative Daniel Nguyen, and he did respond to our questionnaire. He was pretty responsive. I think you see that a little bit more with the candidates who have more governmental experience who are serving at the state level. He's up against John Wisielewski, who is a Lake Oswego high school teacher, and so it's actually his first time running for office, obviously campaigning a lot on investing into public education. But yeah, it's Wazalewski's first time running in office. And the Lewis and Clark College, which is down in Southwest Portland in that district, their college newspaper actually did an interview feature on John. And it was, yeah, very interesting and interesting to check out. So we'll see how that goes up against Representative Daniel Nguyen, who's has a bit more governmental experience.
Great, thank you. And what about District 40?
Yes, so District 40 is kind of City of Gladstone, Oregon City, Johnson City, lots of North Clackamas County. It has four candidates competing. And we're looking at two Republicans and two Democrats. I believe that three out of these four candidates replied to our questionnaire. Sue Leslie, who, oops. Oh, I don't know. Okay, only Michael Sugar responded, actually. I did have some communications with all the candidates. I think a few were just overwhelmed and kind of responses fell through. And then with some Republican candidates, they kind of ask about our newspaper and see the questions that we were asking about eviction prevention and homelessness, and they'd kind of be like, well, you're not going to like our answers. And I'd say that's all right. We're just trying to get everyone's answers in the interest of fairness, but some chose not to respond. So that was the case, I think, with Sue Leslie, who was running for District 40. But yeah.
Right on. Cool. Has Michael Sugar ran before or served in any government position?
Michael Sugar has not held political office before. He also, like John Wesolewski, is a high school teacher, so brings a lot of education advocacy to his campaign.
Cool. Thank you. And what about District 41?
Yeah, so District 41, we have two candidates who responded to our questionnaire. Representative Mark Gamba, who is currently the incumbent, is running again for District 41. He was very responsive and also very enthusiastic about street roots and excited that we were reaching out, just kind of sweet. And then Priyesh Krishnan is a principal data scientist. He doesn't have a campaign website, which it was made it a little bit difficult to understand the full scope of his campaign, but he did respond to a questionnaire regarding like homelessness and eviction prevention and economic development. And so it was helpful to learn a little bit more about his campaign through these responses. Not all candidates who are running, and especially candidates who are running for the first time who have not held political office before, not all of them would have websites up. So yeah, it was interesting to kind of compare and contrast between different candidates with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Where is District 41?
Yeah, so District 41 is kind of Milwaukee, Oak Grove, Sellwood, Eastmoreland, Woodstock neighborhoods. So kind of southeast Portland and into the suburbs a little bit.
Amazing. And then where is District 43 and who responded for that one?
Yes, so District 43 is north and northeast Portland. It's currently held by incumbent Representative Tana Sanchez, who's a Democrat. She is running for re-election. I did end up connecting with Representative Sanchez, and she chose not to respond to our candidate questionnaire because she felt that she could not adequately respond to the questions with a limited word count. Which is, yeah, a frustration that a few candidates have, but I think it's challenging because you want everyone to have the same word count. You want to reach out to everyone on the same day, give them the same follow-up emails. So in the interest of fairness and also in just having a print newspaper with limited space, it's kind of necessary. So she chose not to respond to our questionnaire, but Tana Sanchez is our current incumbent for District 43 in North and Northeast Portland. And then she's up against Cy Sterling, who's also a Democrat who has not held prior governmental office and is running a very grassroots campaign focused on a housing first approach and food security and healthcare. And yeah, very grassroots campaign. If you go to Sterling's website, you can kind of see that not all campaign donations are accepted. It's very, very grassroots.
And we have the United States Senate and the United States House of Representatives section, right?
Yes, so in the US Senate, I reached out to nine different candidates. Only two responded. A couple almost responded and then decided not to either because they, yeah, felt that their answers wouldn't be aligned with our newspaper, or they just chose not to. But Jeff Merkley did respond. He's one of the two that responded out of nine. He currently serves as Oregon's U.S. Senator. So he's running for re-election up against eight other candidates, seven of whom are Republicans. Senator Jeff Merkley is a Democrat. And then the second candidate running for U.S. Senate who responded was David Birch. And let's see. Yeah, David Birch is a Republican. He responded very quickly to my campaign questionnaire, and have very strongly worded answers, so they're interesting to read in the issue. But yeah, those two were the ones who responded.
Amazing. And could you also just tell me a little bit about what that position does? I know that also Ron Wyden has been serving that position for a while and will not be running for re-election.
Yes, correct. Well, so US senators, unlike state senators, represent the entire state's constituents in Washington, D.C. So they're not working out of our state capital in Salem. They're working in Washington, D.C. on the East Coast. Each state has exactly two US senators. So that's also different from like state level senators and representatives, where it can vary state to state depending on population. In the US Senate, every state has exactly two senators. Who each serve 6-year terms, which are relatively long. And because it's at the federal level, US senators write and vote on federal laws, approve treaties, confirm presidential appointments, oversee the federal budget. So it's not as localized to Oregon. It's not as localized to specific counties or regions in Oregon. It is much more on the federal level, which also includes areas of national concern such as foreign policy, military spending, and federal taxes. So yeah.
Thank you. And then, as far as the United States House of Representatives goes, what do these folks do?
Yes, so members of the US House of Representatives, or congresspersons, again, can be kind of interchangeable, but more specifically, members of the US House of Representatives serve 2-year terms at the federal level, also in Washington, D.C. They handle fewer bills than state legislatures, just because at the federal level, they're debating topics that are much larger, much more complex, span multiple states, multiple regions. And so there's not as many bills are passed or turned over at the federal level for that reason. And let's see, some states like Alaska, or Delaware, or Montana only have one congressional district, whereas other states with larger populations can have up to 52. So there's quite a bit of variation. This is definitely based on population. Oregon kind of falls on the lower end. Oregon has 6 congressional districts. So we have 6 congresspersons in the US House of Representatives, and all districts except Oregon's second congressional district are held by Democrats. And then we have 3 Oregon congresspersons running for re-election.
Yeah, amazing. So then there's District 1, District 3, and District 5 that there are people running for, right?
Yes, correct.
Anyways, could you walk me through some candidates? I
Yeah.
know that's a lot of people and a lot of information, but.
Yes. I'll say for District 1, the most interesting thing with the candidates running for this congressional district is that Representative Suzanne Bonamici is. Who currently holds that office is up against Jameel Ahmad, who is a Democrat, but much of his campaign centers around pressuring the current Representative Bonamici to make a public statement that she will vote against any bill containing military aid to religious states such as Israel. So this is the central point of his campaign. He's not held public office before, but he's like determined to run against her and or pressure into making this public statement. And he also has a few other interesting campaign issues that I definitely didn't see in many of the campaigns that I was researching during this project. One of them is like phasing out tobacco over a certain amount of years, and also addressing the opioid epidemic, which I saw here and there in campaigns, but it's not as common. But yeah, he was also one of the few candidates whose campaign really centered around conflict in the Middle East, which is a hot topic right now, but you see it surprisingly little in many of the campaigns and candidates that we have running in the primaries.
Yeah, thank you for that. And then what about District 3?
Yes, so this is kind of like East Multnomah County. Currently, we have Representative Maxine Dexter, who's a Democrat. She's running against two competing candidates. And neither of the competing candidates have governmental experience. The one interesting thing about the candidates running for District 3 is Jessica Salas's campaign. She doesn't have any governmental experience, but she has a really interesting background in the like beer industry and food service, immigrant rights advocacy, community service, and yeah, has been very involved in Portland advocacy in a lot of different ways. So she brings some interesting perspectives to her campaign and has a pretty good campaign website for a candidate who's running for the first time, which again, it's always interesting to compare the campaign websites.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. And then what about District 5? It looks like there was only one response there.
Yes, we did not get many responses for District 5. The one response we did get was from Zeva Rosenbaum, who has not held prior governmental experience. She lives on the coast, I believe in Astoria, but I don't remember off the top of my head. But yeah, kind of background in photography and yeah, again, very, very put together website for a first-time candidate. So
Amazing. Wow. Thank you, Emma. That was such a lot of information, and I really appreciate you giving us a little taste of what's in this edition. If people are interested in reading this, how can they get their hands on a copy of Street Roots?
honestly, we have vendors selling street roots all over the city. So if you're headed to the grocery store, headed to the cafe, anywhere downtown, especially you're close to major streets, like look out for a vendor. They'll be selling copies. It's donation based. I think a lot of people think that they can't buy a copy because they don't have cash, but there's also Venmo. There's lots of different ways to support your vendors and to support street roots. So, yeah, we're getting our ballots in the mail, so now's the time to read up.
Amazing. Thank you, Emma. Is there anything else you would like to add to this interview?
No, I'd just say thanks for taking the time to chat with me about it. It's a really interesting project and really interesting to chat with so many different candidates. So I was excited to be a part of Street Roots and be a part of asking these important questions. So yeah, I hope that people find it helpful to be able to read these responses.
Amazing. Thank you so much. For X-Ray FM, I'm Hannah Francis.